Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In honor of Labor Day, let's consider a subject I think just about everyone can agree on. Is anyone really opposed to eliminating barriers to getting jobs? As written in an opinion piece in the Detroit Free Press earlier this year, quote, "The best anti-poverty program by far is a good job. Work provides resources, yes, but it also gives a person a greater sense of worth, dignity, and purpose. Do you remember your first job? Chances are that it was tough, low-paying, and something you wouldn't want to do again. But I bet you are grateful for it and can recite many lessons you learned in the role. Giving people a clear path to a job is a noble and life-affirming task," unquote. Reforming two major barriers to Michigan jobs could go a long way toward improving the state's economy. First, did you know that more than 20% of workers in Michigan are required to have a state license to work? Licenses are barriers to getting jobs, many of which are ridiculous. For instance, did you know that the state requires more hours of training to be licensed to work as a barber than to be a commercial airline pilot or emergency medical technician? When Michigan legislators heard testimony on licensing barbers, they were told, literally, that people would die if barbers were not licensed. Well, barbers in Alabama are not licensed. There has never been a reported death from someone getting a haircut in that state. Or does it make any sense that someone who wants to clean hats in the city of Detroit must obtain a city license to do so? That's right, they are. Apparently, even most dry cleaners there don't know of this requirement. But despite widespread ignorance and flouting of this ordinance, there has not been an outbreak of people harmed by unlicensed hat cleaners there. Another barrier to getting a job is minimum wage laws, but I will have to discuss that another time. Meanwhile, enjoy your Labor Day weekend. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.